Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with my colleague, WTOP Sports' own, Jay Brooks. Jay, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Now, most people know you from your sports reports on our air, but you actually, on the side, do a little bit of acting, and you were just behind the scenes on House of Cards. How did you get into that, first of all? How did they contact you?
Well, first off, I got an email requesting casting notices, and I fit the bill. I sent in a headshot of myself, a little background information on a resume, and the next thing I know, I'm getting a call and asking if I was available for a certain day. And I juggle many a thing, and I was able to get selected and enjoy a very nice time with a lot of other professionals chasing their dreams, sort of like myself. Mm-hmm. And it all started in grade school with getting bit by the acting bug, doing Oliver.
And then I did. Were you Oliver?
No, I was just one of the poor orphans.
glorious food.
I was Vic Fontaine in Grease doing some dinner theater up in Pennsylvania where I'm from. And then when this opportunity hit, I was like, this is an opportunity to have a lot of fun. And again, the professionals and the people that you meet chasing not only the acting gigs, but everything else involved in show business is just nice to be around people that are, you know, have the same interests as yourself.
Now, had you seen the previous two seasons of House of Cards before you went to this?
Nope.
Oh, so you went out and acted, and then you probably tried to catch up after the fact.
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of television. Mm-hmm. I am a radio geek. I have the radio on in the kitchen. I have the radio on in the bathroom and in the living room, and it drives my wife crazy. But that's basically where I'm 24/7 show prep. I need to know the world of sports is always going on.
Right.
So if I get a few moments, I hop on the computer, I look, I read up, I see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's how I basically heard of House of Cards. And then when I saw the notice, I thought, this is something I think would be a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, what roles did they have you playing? Is it background extras or what's going on?
First time I went there, I was asked to be a stand-in for the press secretary, okay. Which meant I spent 12 hours with Kevin Spacey, wow. About as close as I am to you right now,
yeah.
Which is about 2 feet.
Yeah.
The entire day. Very nice. And what I likened about it was I had the same mentality on the set as it does here at WTOP. We all have our fun. But when the fire bell goes off, so to speak, everybody gets serious and has their job to do. And that was the same mentality during that. I wouldn't be in any scenes being a stand-in where they basically mark the next scene and they need to have the camera angles and where you're going to be.
Right.
But just in case, they hand you a script and then you're kind of reading it and kind of getting okay, I got to do this, I should do this, this body movement here, this look, what have you. And just being there and soaking up all the knowledge, the little stories that Kevin Spacey told behind the scenes of singing at a karaoke bar and what he does in L.A. and everyone else does, it was just sort of like, wow, he's just like everybody else. Yeah. It's just that he has a different job.
That's the impression I got from him. I spoke to him at the premiere of House of Cards at the Newseum, and then again we did like a one-on-one at the Georgetown Ritz when I guess he was promoting a play that he was in, and he seemed so down to earth, just a very laid back guy.
He does, but all of us like to be critiqued, but yet we don't. And there were certain times where the director would come up to him and kind of pull him up to the side, you know,
right.
And you can see the intensity in him because he wants to get it right.
Yeah.
And he always made the rest of the cast very feel like they were just as important. Extras, stagehands, everyone, little jokes in between cuts. And then when action was called, right into character, and professional as can be. And that you have to admire to be able to turn that switch on and off like that. But it was genuine, and that's what you want.
Now, you were saying when he's cracking jokes in between, is he in the Frank Underwood voice, or does he go back to Kevin Spacey?
He goes back to Kevin Spacey.
So he toggles back and forth.
Sometimes he might sing a couple of lyrics. You know, he's a big singer. He likes to sing. But he can be very intimidating. Very intimidating. And that just shows that there's a fire in there, and he's able to express it with going on the screen like this.
Now, did you get to have any one-on-one combos with him kind of off to the side?
No, I tried to keep my distance. We are instructed from the casting agency to basically put the cell phone away. No interaction with the cast unless interacted with first. You basically are just trying to act like you're just here to work, and it's basically what you have to keep in mind that there's a job to be done. There's a lot of money being spent to have this great product put out. And everything is on a time constraint and a budget, and you need to stick to that. So none of that. But when he did make a joke and being there the whole day with him, I laughed when I had to and didn't force it. But I was acknowledged and respected, and I think that's what we all want.
That's great to hear. How about Robin Wright? Did you cross her at all?
Yeah, the last time I worked, I was a Secret Service stand-in. So I basically was in a scene where she was going to be in it, and I kept wanting to either have some quote from Princess Bride or yell Jedi, or something, because, you know, she's right there. But she actually got a chance to direct a couple of episodes, which I was there as an extra. And again, very down to earth, very professional.
Is she a vocal director or?
The whole kit and caboodle. She was basically coming up and directing the scene. And they announced it to us that she would be doing this. And you could tell that when the announcement was made, she was a little shy to it, which showed me that she didn't expect it because of who she is. This is something that she wants to do. And she was getting a chance to actually do it. And we can all like that. When we finally get that chance to do something we want to do, just like being here at TOP with sports, it's like, wow, okay, great. I'm actually doing it, and I'm having a blast. And when anybody gives you a compliment, you're kind of like, oh, golly shucks.
Golly shucks. You're channeling your Jimmy Stewart there. Oh, how about any of the other directors? Do you remember one of the other episodes? Or about the writer, Bo Willimon? Did you get to cross any
Not
of those guys?
Not a whole lot of action with that. What was most interesting was, besides the two stand-in episodes, I was, when Underwood went on campaign, we were out in the middle of nowhere in a barn, and basically we were like at a rally. You know, do this, do this. So there will be some screen time where you'll get a chance to see me. But you got to look on WTOP.com. You'll get a picture of what I look like, and then you can just kind of scan around and look. I know I'll be doing it just to try to see.
Right.
I know what episodes I'm in. Let me see if I didn't land on the cutting room floor.
Could you tell our listeners what episodes they are? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It's when we were, quote unquote, in Iowa. There's a scene from behind him, and he's looking out, and I'm lower right, off to the side, about four rows up. And then there was a scene where we were up in Habit of Grace, and it was basically the same kind of setting in a town hall setting, but in an old bank from like the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And plenty of times where I was in the second row and up on the balcony where I know the camera was on me. And the funny thing is, what you try to do the first time, you almost want to have the camera look at you, but you have to act like the camera isn't there. And after the first couple of times, you just be there. If you are lucky enough to end up being on film, you're lucky enough to end up being on film.
Well, that's great. Jay, thanks for joining us. We will look for you in season 3, and looking forward to trying to spot you in there, like, where's Waldo?
Appreciate it, Jason.
Where's Jay? All right, thanks. Jay Brooks from WTOP.